Hello and welcome to Daily Prayer today for June 8th, 2021. I'm Reverend Aaron Ochart. Glad that you are with me. Let's go ahead and get started. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. The Lord's unfailing love and mercy never cease, fresh as the morning and sure as the sunrise. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. God of all glory, we give you thanks that through the gift of baptism we have been crucified with Christ and united with him in resurrection. By the power of your Holy Spirit, let our lives proclaim the good news that we are dead to sin and alive to you. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Our readings today from the Daily Lectionary are Psalm 12 and 146, Deuteronomy 30:11 through 20, 2 Corinthians 11:1 through 21a, and Luke 19:1 through 10. Listen for God's word to speak to you. Psalm 12. Help, O Lord, for there is no longer anyone who is godly. The faithful have disappeared from humankind. They utter lies to each other. With flattering lips and a double heart they speak. May the Lord cut off all flattering lips, the tongue that makes great boasts. Those who say, "With our tongues we will prevail, our lips are our own, who is our master?" Because the poor are despoiled, because the needy groan. I will now rise up, says the Lord. I will place them in the safety for which they long. The promises of the Lord are promises that are pure, silver refined in a furnace on the ground, purified seven times. You, O Lord, will protect us. You will guard us from this generation forever. On every side the wicked prowl, as vileness is exalted among humankind. Psalm 146. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God all my life long. Do not put your trust in princes, in mortals in whom there is no help. When their breath departs, they return to the earth. On that very day, their plans perish. Happy are those whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord their God, who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, who keeps faith forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the strangers. God upholds the orphan and the widow, but the way of the wicked God brings to ruin. The Lord will reign forever, your God, O Zion, for all generations. Praise the Lord. Deuteronomy 30:11-20. Surely this commandment that I am commanding you today is not too hard for you, nor is it too far away. It is not in heaven that you should say, "Who will go up to the heaven for us and get it for us so that we will hear it and observe it?" Neither is it far beyond the sea that you should say, "Who will cross to the other side of the sea for us and get it for us so that we may hear it and observe it?" No, the word is very near to you. It is in your mouth and in your heart for you to observe. See, I have set before you today life and prosperity, death and adversity. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God that I am commanding you today by loving the Lord your God, walking in God's ways and observing God's commandments, decrees and ordinances, then you shall live and become numerous. And the Lord your God will bless you in the land that you are entering to possess. But if your heart turns away, and you do not hear but are led astray to bow down to other gods and serve them, I declare to you today that you shall perish. You shall not live in the land that you are crossing the Jordan to enter and possess. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Choose life, so that you and your descendants may live, loving the Lord your God, obeying God, and holding fast to God. For that means life to you and length of days, so that you may live in the land that the Lord swore to give to your ancestors, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. 2 Corinthians 11, 1-21a. I wish that you would bear with me in a little foolishness. Do bear with me. I feel a divine jealousy for you, for I promised you in marriage to one husband to present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I am afraid that as the serpent deceived Eve by its cunning, your thoughts will be led astray from a sincere and pure devotion to Christ. For if someone comes and proclaims another Jesus than the one we proclaimed, for if you received a different spirit from the one you received, or a different gospel from the one you accepted, you submit to it readily enough. I think that I am not in the least inferior to all these super apostles. I may be untrained in speech, but not in knowledge. Certainly in every way and in all things we have made this evident to you. Did I commit a sin by humbling myself so that you might be exalted, because I proclaimed God's good news to you free of charge? I robbed other churches by accepting support from them in order to serve you. And when I was with you, and I was in need, I did not burden anyone, for my needs were supplied by the friends who came from Macedonia. So I refrained and will continue to refrain from burdening you in any way. As the truth of Christ is in me, this boast of mine will not be silenced in the regions of Achaia. And why? Because I do not love you? God knows I do. And what I do, I will also continue to do in order to deny an opportunity for those who want an opportunity to be recognized as our equals in what they boast about. For such boasters are false apostles, deceitful workers, disguising themselves as apostles of Christ. And no wonder, even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. So it is not strange if his ministers also disguise themselves as ministers of righteousness. Their end will match their deeds. I repeat, let no one think that I am a fool, but if you do, then accept me as a fool, so that I too may boast a little. What I am saying in regard to this boastful confidence, I am saying not with the Lord's authority, but as a fool, since many boast according to human standards. I will also boast. For you gladly put up with fools, being wise yourselves. For you put up with it when someone makes slaves of you, or preys upon you, or takes advantage of you, or puts on airs, or gives you a slap in the face. To my shame, I must say, we were too weak for that. And Luke chapter 19, verses 1 through 10. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through it. A man was there named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd, he could not because he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see him, because he was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." So he hurried down and was happy to welcome him. All who saw it began to grumble and said, "He has gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner." Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much." Then Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek out and save the lost." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So readings for today, we have from Deuteronomy, again, continuing, and this is almost kind of the heart, this is the real crux of what we're talking about here in Deuteronomy, and the beginning of the Deuteronomic the histories, right? This is the second telling of the law. Moses is speaking to these, to the people of Israel who are gathered here at the edge of the promised land. He's getting them ready to go in, and he himself will not be with them. And he says, I set before you death and life. I set before you going into this land and following these other gods who are not going to be on your side, who don't exist. And I said before you, going into this land in full reliance and faith on the living God who has brought you out of Egypt, who has been with you all these many years. If you follow God, things will go well for you. God will give you blessings. And if you don't follow God, those things are not going to come upon you, and bad things are going to happen. Not that bad things don't happen if you follow God, and not that good things don't happen if you don't follow God, but that ultimately God is going to be on your side. Now, this is very much not a sort of prosperity gospel sort of message, that if you do good things, then God is sort of obligated to give you all sorts of monetary blessings and all these sorts of things. That's not what Moses is saying here. What Moses is saying is follow God, be in relationship with God, and God will work things out for you and in you and through you. It's going to be far better for you if you stick with God than if you don't. Because if you stick with God, you're putting your faith in the true and living God who has your best interest in heart. And if you put your trust into these other idols, they don't exist. They're not true gods. They're not going to do anything for you. So stick with the God who actually exists, who has your back, who knows what you need and wants to give it to you. Then in 2 Corinthians, Paul is continuing to speak to the church in Corinth, right? And comparing himself, because there has been this comparison that has been made by specifically in Corinth, between Paul and these sort of what he calls super apostles, these who have come in and they're asking sort of exorbitant fees. They're being very sort of like bombastic and very sort of like glitzy and glamoury, maybe. Kind of like those prosperity gospel preachers, right? They look real slick and they talk real slick. And Paul is saying, you know what? Yeah, I don't speak so well all the time. Sometimes I'm downright annoying, but I have given you the actual truth. And not only that, I have come to you humbly. I didn't ask exorbitant fees from you. In fact, I asked for fees from other people so that I could have ministry among you. When I was with you, I didn't ask of you anything. Maybe I could have, but I didn't. So don't assume that because they're charging you a lot to tell you what you want to hear, that what they are telling you is what you actually need to hear. I didn't burden you at all except for with the gospel. I told you the free and good news of Jesus Christ. So don't sort of discount me because I am not as, you know, quick of wit or flashy or charismatic or whatever as these other super apostles. Ultimately, he makes the comparison that Satan was an angel of light and he was pretty flash and charismatic. And yet his servants are servants of wrath rather than righteousness. So don't think that I'm a fool, that I don't know what's going on, but I have your best interest at heart, Paul is saying. Then we have from Luke this story that many of us know a song about, of Zacchaeus being a wee little man who climbs up in a tree in order to see Jesus. Now, just a reminder that tax collectors were very much seen as traitors to the people of Israel. They were not well respected. It was assumed that every tax collector was taking more than they actually needed. First of all, they're working on behalf of the Roman Empire, this occupying force, so they're not overly well sort of received, right? Imagine, you know, they're collaborators, basically. Think about, you know, World War II in France or in some sort of concentration camp. This person who's part of the oppressed people, who's actually working with the oppressors. He's not going to be very well received, certainly. Not only that, it was well known that they would take more than was actually necessary, and so that's how they made their money. And this is the chief tax collector. He's not only taking some off of the top, he's taking off of some of the top from all of the other tax collectors under him. So everyone is assuming that he's terrible. Now, this translation can go either way. He either says that he is going to give back everything he owes, or if he's defrauded someone, that he's going to pay four times back, which is not only what the law requires, but extra on top of that. He says he's going to treat everyone well, or that he's saying he actually already does that and people are actually assuming things about him. Either way, Jesus says to this crowd who's grumbling because Jesus is giving giving him more sort of attention. And Jesus says, this is a child of Abraham. This is one of your kin. This is the one of the ones to whom I have been sent to seek out and save the lost, right? So receive him. He not only restores Zacchaeus in sort of this righteousness, but he restores him, or at least attempts to restore him, to the community that he has been estranged from. That everybody looks at him and says, oh, that terrible, terrible person, Zacchaeus. Jesus says, no, this is your sibling. He's one of yours. Receive him, accept him as one of your own people, not as some collaborator, not as someone that you should have distance. Now let us join our hearts together in prayer. Satisfy us with your love in the morning, and we will live this day in joy and praise. Mighty God of mercy, we thank you for the resurrection dawn, bringing the glory of our risen Lord who makes every day new. Especially we thank you for the mission and ministry of the church. Every service that proclaims your love. The people and relationships that sustain us. Our calling to daily discipleship. Signs of new life and hope. People of God, for what else do we give thanks? We pray for the Presbyterian Giving Catalog. Let us also join in prayer for Samantha Lund of the Administrative Services Group, ACORP, and Erica Lundum Crift of the Presbyterian Publishing Corporation. Let us pray. Lord of love, when we doubt that we can change things for the better, help us to remember the longer effects that a generous act provides. Grant us the strength to meet the service opportunities that we encounter with faithfulness and energy in order to fill this imperfect world with joy. Amen. Merciful God of might, renew this weary world. Heal the hurts of all your children and bring about your peace for all in Christ Jesus, the living Lord. Especially we pray for the Church of Jesus Christ in every land. the stewardship and healing of creation. Friends and family members, neighbors in special need, all who serve your mission in the world. People of God, for what else do we pray? We pray for John and Jan, friends of Bill's. John is reacting to a COVID vaccine, and Jan is in and out of consciousness in the hospital after a stroke. Hospice has been called in for Jan. We pray for Tom, a friend of Sandy's son, who has stage 4 lymphoma. For Joy, a neighbor of Debbie's and a former play school teacher who is in the hospital diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer. For Diane and David, who are experiencing health issues. And Barbara, a friend of the church, who has health issues as well. We also lift up all the needs and prayers that are on our hearts and our minds. Eternal God, our beginning and our end, be our starting point and our haven, and accompany us in this day's journey. Use our hands to do your creation, and use our lives to bring others the new life you give this world in Jesus Christ. Redeemer of all. Amen. Now let us continue to pray using the words that Christ taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Now the grace of God be with us all, now and always. Amen. Bless the Lord. The Lord's name be praised. Thank you so much for joining me today for daily prayer. Join me tomorrow for some more. Like this video, share it with someone else, click on the subscription and the notification button, as well as going to our website, johncalvinchurch.org. Our liturgy today came from the Book of Common Worship of the Presbyterian Church USA 2018 edition. Our readings came from the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible and were the daily lectionary readings. And our devotion came from the Mission Yearbook of the Presbyterian Church USA. Thank you so much for joining me. Have a very blessed day, and we'll see you next time. Bye.